Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 6, verses 24 through 34. The Reverend Dr. John Vicar is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew chapter 6. Jesus said, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour of his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Look at the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. So if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat?' or 'What shall we drink?' or 'What shall we wear?' For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Dear friends in Christ Jesus, this morning our Lord would direct us to what is really the most important thing in life. That is the kingdom of God and his righteousness. In spite of all the things that we would run after, he directs us to Jesus, to himself, to what's really important and what's really matters. The problem, of course, is that as sinners, we strive after all of the things that we cannot see, after things that we can see. Instead of striving after what we cannot see, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, we strive after things, the things that fill the days of our lives. From the Sunday morning ads for Best Buy and Walmart and Macy's, to the cars and the boats and the houses that we drive and play and live in, our eyes, it seems, are always bigger than our stomachs, and usually our checkbooks, too. All of this boils down to the problem that we have with the first commandment, which we spoke this morning. You shall have no other gods before me. And let's speak together Luther's explanation. We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Did you hear that last word? Above all things. It's the things that our eyes want to grab a hold of and hold on to, whether they be our house, or our car, or our career, our stock portfolio, our booze, our bodies, even our family. Whatever things we believe we can find ultimate meaning in life, we attach to them, and they become our idols. They become our gods. Luther observed in the Large Catechism. He says, I tell you, a God is anything you hang your heart on. Thank God that he sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, to call us away from our idols with feet of clay to the Rock of Ages, to the living God, to seek instead the God who really is God, and the only God who can do the God job when the going gets tough. You see, every other idol has feet of clay, and when the pressure is on, we'll come crumbling down. To seek instead our Heavenly Father and His kingdom and His righteousness. But where is His kingdom? God's kingdom is wherever Jesus is, and wherever the proclamation of Jesus is going into your hearts and into your ears, the kingdom of heaven is drawing near, here, now, to you, in the words of Jesus. St. Paul declared, now is the time of God's favor, now is the day of salvation. And wherever Jesus and His kingdom are, there also is His righteousness. God's righteousness given to you for free. You see, in your Father's kingdom, you don't need to bring your own righteousness, your own good deeds. You see, in your Father's kingdom, you don't need to live up to some sort of standard to be loved or accepted. You see, in your Father's kingdom, you don't need to make up for your past mistakes by somehow doing enough good things to balance it all out. No. Jesus Christ has already taken care of all of that with His righteousness. At Calvary, He took all of your sins upon Himself. St. Paul said, God made Him who knew no sin, to be sin for you, that we might become the righteousness of God. There's not a single sin in your life, past, present, or future, that hasn't been nailed to the cross with Jesus once and for all. And that is God's righteousness, the righteousness of Christ crucified for you, given to you by faith. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Yeah, the things are still with us, aren't they? They haven't gone away. But they are not our gods. In Christ's kingdom and with His righteousness, they have no power over us. In fact, the birds, flowers, the houses, the cars, the toys, the gadgets, our career, our family, all these things now we see for what they really are. Gifts. Gifts from the God of righteousness. Look at the birds of the air. Look at the lilies of the field. Not as things to find ultimate meaning and fulfillment, but as the marvelous gifts from our Father in heaven. For as Jesus says, your heavenly Father knows that you need them, and how abundantly He promises to provide them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Mark and Stephanie Raby, who serve the Lord in Ethiopia. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.